I'm your host, Tracy Ross, and in studio with me is Kate Lochte, as well as Dr. Teresa Betts, assistant professor in the Department of Management, Marketing, and Business Administration here at Murray State. Thanks for being on Sounds Good today.
Well, thanks for having me.
You know, when we found out that the CPE approved the Bachelor of Science, Bachelor of Arts in Business and Logistics and Supply Chain Management at Murray State, I thought all of us were kind of fascinated with the idea of it and how it came to be and the interrelationship of Murray State with West Kentucky Community and Technical College as well. So if you don't mind, sort of paint the picture of the background.
I'll give a little bit of the background history. I think that the way that it was brought up to me was Dr. Tim Todd came to me and said that Dr. Randy Dunn had gone on a tour of the Panama Canal and had come back from that enthused and excited about some potential expansion of the river transportation in industry in this region. And so we sort of took it from there and said, you know, that implies the logistics and transportation side of the degree that we're offering. We're offering a degree in logistics and supply chain management. And the other kind of the supply chain management, I think, if I can just describe that for a minute, is like we consider that kind of an umbrella term that encompasses both the logistics, transportation, purchasing, and supply management. So there are a number of different kind of legs underneath that umbrella that we talk about. And because of the background that I have 18 years of industry experience in transportation logistics and supply chain management. I was very excited to be able to think about being a part of helping develop that degree option here at Murray State. And so we went from there and we met with Ken Cantor, who's at the Riverport, the Paducah McCracken County Riverport Authority, and talked with him about maybe some, you know, what interest there might be from that neck of the woods. And then we also met last year with some representatives from WKCTC, talked about, you know, what's the interest that you have in terms of maybe partnering up with a potential for a 2+2 in logistics. And
explain 2+2.
Okay, sure. Basically, they can do the first 2 years or so of their undergraduate degree at West Kentucky, and then they're able to then complete their degree at Murray State to be able to get a 4-year degree. And we've structured this so that we anticipate being able to offer all the courses online. So there is even that component of the degree option that we're excited about as well. So.
And this is opening this fall?
We are in the process. We're probably a little bit ahead of the curve in terms of saying it's a done deal because we're still fine-tuning and developing those articulation agreements. But I think that everything looks very positive for that, and I don't see any reason that that won't go forward.
Explain articulation agreement.
So, yeah, I find that interesting because a year ago I would have had to have someone say to me, explain what you mean by an articulation agreement. Basically, it's a commitment that says if you have these courses from WKCTC, they'll transfer in this manner, and then these are the required courses that we'll need in order to finish this particular degree option.
Okay, so let's go back to supply chain management and talk about the classes under that umbrella. What do people learn?
We've set it up so that there's an introductory class that really covers, you know, in the 16-week time frame, there's about 1 week on each, you know, topic, just so you can kind of get this overall flavor for what it's going to be about. And then from that, then we'll take components and we'll, you know, then we'll take the deeper dive into those upper level courses. And so just as kind of an example, I actually have the notes in front of me here. We have a process management class, which I am particularly excited about. That's a background that I had with Pella Corporation, continuous improvement, process management. And I think no matter what area you're in, that's a great skill to have. We have a purchasing and supply chain management course. We're anticipating that we'll have a adjunct professor teach that has lots of experience in that field and is very enthusiastic about that. We have a logistics management, which covers more of the transportation and how do we just the kind of that intro level deeper dive into transportation and logistics within an operations. Then we have an international transportation and logistics, which we think is critically important given the global environment that we operate in. We have a supply chain management strategy class, which, again, is just, you know, given all the different options that you have in terms of how you're going to, you know, where your supply chain is going to be based out of, what the transportation requirements are going to be, how do you make the best choices possible. And then we have just kind of your basic, there's a techniques of oral reporting and management reporting, and an organizational behavior class that are just kind of some core components that we think are important there. And then there's a number of electives that can go along with that as well.
Now, in speaking with you, you're clearly just really excited about the possibilities here. And I mentioned earlier that we were all sort of in the dark about the Panama Canal getting much bigger and ships getting much bigger. I think it's by 2015.
Exactly. Exactly.
So there is a sense that there will be changes, even as upriver as we are. You know, it's not going to be immediate like maybe New Orleans and Mobile. But what kinds of changes do you think might occur?
Well, I think, let me just caveat anything I say with, I am by far not an expert in this field, but what I understand about it is the Panama Canal expansion, it looks like, is going to allow for about a 218% increase in traffic that goes through the Panama Canal. And the size of the ships that go through there are going to be much larger. And so in today's environment, you know, a lot of the inbound shipping lands on the West Coast. And, you know, the timing in terms of days, you know, they offload there in roughly 15 days coming from, say, China, and then they may have to wait there for 5 or 6 days, and then they can be transported inland. Well, the water transportation is not necessarily going to make that any faster to be able to come through the Panama Canal and then come up to New Orleans or Mobile or even on around to the East Coast ports, but it's less expensive. And so, you know, to say exactly what that impact is going to be, I think that, you know, that's a difficult thing to nail down, but it's definitely going to have some impact. And then probably some of that depends on infrastructurally, what have we done to prepare for those larger ships and what ports are prepared to handle that size of ship and that volume of freight.
We had a short snippet with one of the officers of the American Association of Civil Engineers. I think it was on Science Friday last Friday, talking about one part of the infrastructure that's basically broken. But there is a report out there on the web sent to Congress about roads, waterways, dams. I mean, the state of disrepair that the country's in. It's a fascinating story. Add on to this.
I think that's definitely a concern and something of consideration that we need to, you know, be actively figuring out how are we going to bring those things up to standard and up to handling the types of volumes that we're discussing.
So it's a 4-year program, and there's a job waiting at the end of it.
Yes, and I think that part of the structure of the program, we have such a great OSHA program here, and one of the things that I did is I went and visited with that department to find out, you know, what is it that you've done. One of the things that they've done is they have almost each student has an internship coming out of the program, and I'm looking forward to trying to implement that with the logistics and supply chain degree, because I think that just adds to the employability of our students when they finish the program. And you know, we've begun some conversations with different businesses and have received some great feedback in terms of they're ready for that. So it's early on to say that every student will have an internship, but that's certainly, you know, as you know, I always talk about what my vision of the program is and recognize that that will have to change over time as we implement it. But I would sure love to see us have that internship associated with the degree and have our students come out just with that experience on their resume.
Well, with 18 years in the business, it seems like you have a pretty good foundation and a network for making that happen.
Well, and I think the other thing is that because I have a passion for that type of business, you know, it's an exciting place to work. What I tell my students is, you know, things are going well, you don't hear from anybody, but when things don't go well, it gets pretty darned exciting, you know? And so your job in those roles is to try to, you know, keep things running
very
smoothly.
Quiet.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But there's every day is different. And I think, you know, for students who like a challenge and want to have the opportunity to make a difference. I think it's certainly an area that does that.
And a sense of the big picture. I mean, geography and product and...
Exactly. And all those choices that you can make about where you're going to source, you know, your materials from. It's just, it's to me, it's a fun field.
So is it okay for people to call you for more information?
It is. So my phone number is 270-809-6039. And then, or they can email me at tbetz1@murraystate.edu.
Dr. Betz, thank you for being with us. This is an exciting new degree program at Murray State University.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.